Blog Talk Radio.
Unmuted, okay. We're going to start out here with, all right, let's see what we have here. Chase has a comment.
Yes, Elder, how you doing? Shalom.
Shalom, sir. I'm blessed by the best. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Well, this is Chase Bigsby. I just was calling in to check on you all and see how y'all doing.
Chase Bigsby.
it's been a minute. I thought I'd give you a call and let you know I'm still listening.
How's it going on the road out there?
I'm not on the road right now no more. We had a slight accident, and the Most High put his angels and protected me from the load shifted. Could have come through our truck. I had both my boys with me. Yeah, so the Most High he blessed me and kept me safe, and so had to reevaluate that, and now I'm trying to find a job locally from home. But right now I'm in Maine working, selling like some internet, something different.
Okay, you're not driving loads anymore. You're not dealing with trucking business anymore.
No sir. It's too risky. I think so.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you and your children are safe. You and your sons are safe. I'm glad you're
yes,
still
sir.
Here. Oh, Shakespeare.
Me too. I still got work to do for the church. So and
all right.
Everything else, man. So all right. Well, I just want to check in with you.
I'll be making my way there quite soon. There's a few things I have to knock out. It's going to take me to at least I have to get through at least mid June, and then I'm going to start doing some travel. So
that's
you're
awesome.
Going to hear me hitting
I'm
the
gonna,
road soon.
I would love to hear that. I'm going to be in Mobile, Alabama. Where I'm stationed, and
okay.
I would love to see if y'all have a church nearby, so I need to go ahead and send an email.
Send us an email. We'll make sure someone reach out and get, and so that you can bring your brick, man. The more hands, the better.
I'm looking forward to it.
Pull one brick out of Babylon to build Christ's kingdom, so I'm glad you're still here. Good to hear from you, and let's do the work.
Yes, sir. I'm with it. All right. Love y'all, and y'all be blessed, okay? Shalom.
Thank you, brother. Shalom. 515-605-9327 if you want to chime in on anything that we've discussed today. And that's right. It's open. It's open for dialogue. And for those who don't know, real quick, for those who don't know, the replacements, like I said years ago, is here. And I knew when they were dealing with that campaign claiming that our people was disproportionately affected in the inner cities, and therefore we had to get this stuff first. And I'm like, hold up, they never offer the good stuff to us first. I knew something was shady going on. And I'm like, oh, okay, they prepping. Allegedly, they're prepping the world. They're prepping our inner cities for the replacements, And I'm like, here it go. And then right here, fair use, even on TV right now, the rabbit hole, folks. I had to film this at my house. Y'all heard that? Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland. The one that played in 24 has a new series, The Rabbit Hole. Check that out. That's all I can put there. Fair use. For educational purposes only. And now our people are complaining. Now that the replacements are here, and you went Biden out, you believed in so-called Biden, The same man who locked up your sons and under the 1994 crime bill, 5 years for marijuana, whatever that case is, drugs, and now they have drug dispensaries everywhere, have legalized the same drugs they locked us up for. Yeah, can't make it up. Fair use. Now you want to say something? First they give you the juicy juice, incentivize criminality, and then have your tax pay, your hard-earned tax money go towards your replacements. Man, you can't make this up. Yeah, humanitarian crisis for those on the outside of our borders. And you can die within the borders, okay? We don't care about you. You're being replaced. Oh, yeah, we need to sleep. Listen, you know, you come over here and sleep until y'all give us a cot. You know, okay, a cot and 3 meals, you know, let us loose in your community. And we want to finish what the Jews couldn't. Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it because they got a fix for you. You know what I mean? We're going to take your little children, you know, we're going to re-educate them. We're going to have them feel love. Oh, yeah, you know, they're going to say, shut up, you bigot. Give us your children. Give us your children. You know, a little boy don't know exactly who he is right now. Give us your children, right? So the same time they're looking to jack the minds of our children and confuse them, they have the replacements here. And guess what? If you, hey, don't worry about it. Go get diagnosed with something and, you know, get on a drug and it'll all pan out. 731 area code.
How you doing, sir?
I am blessed by the Almighty. You?
Man, yes. I'm so blessed to be able to. God's word don't lie. It's still so good, man. I'm ordered by God, and I'm a truck driver. Excuse me, noise. I hope you can hear me. I'm a man that seek God, and I always like to seek the truth. And only God can see you to the truth. But if you seek after, he said, know that on the first out of righteousness shall be filled. You never know how God going to lay the ground to get you to the truth. And those that are speaking truth, I just thank God for you, man, so much. I've been trying to pass this on to all my family. I am a minister of the gospel, but I love everything you say. I listen to you all the time. And it really showed me everything that you've been saying. God has already, you know, been dealing with me and my mom with us about this. We've been talking about this. A lot of people think it's crazy. And this is the Spirit of God is trying to awaken our people. And they don't even see that this is God. And even the Gentiles, God trying to get them to repent. And instead of them repenting, they want to kill us all. And so the judgment is coming for them. And they know it. And even though they're trying to replace us, God he's gonna deal with them. And, but I just thank God for you, man. You got me, you know, as I'm watching them spray the sky up every day with chemtrails to cover the sun, I'm listening to you. But I enjoy you every time, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to find my way to support and to join your school to help me. I thank God for you. Prayer is the reason why our weapons have been dismantled. Prayer was the strongest weapon we had against our enemies. You know, like they have altars. They have altars. God gave us an altar to always pray and not faint. That's what happened to our community. We have fainted away from God prayer and seeking out to God. So I thank you for everything you're doing, man.
Well, thank you, my brother. Thank you. I really appreciate you. Appreciate you. And yes, it's time for us, and I spoke about this in the academy, it's time for us to talk about, you know, really educating our own children again. It's time. We can get our own buildings, we can get our own thing, we can, you know, we can make sure the children quarterly get their quarterly SATs, and make sure that they can learn without this indoctrination that's destroying our people. So it's time for us to set up a biblical, a true Bible-based, non-pagan school. And I'm going to be working on that. It's time. And for the parents who can't bring the child to the school, we can have it. Everything is virtual anyway. They can be in the classes based on their age range within that particular school. So we don't have to have a thing where a school in every city and all these other things. Okay, now that we have everything virtual, we can have schools 1 through 12 where the children are there, and the other children who want to participate is in that same school in their respective areas, still getting educated, taking their SATs in their respective areas without the satanic indoctrination. And with that, we're also teaching the morality of God, family, nation. Okay, so I'm thinking about it. We're going to work on it. And may the Most High bless us with it. And this is why, you know, all due respect, I know that to some degree, this is why through some skepticism I don't understand how so-called Umar Johnson could have been talking about a school since 2009, 2010, when if he has a building, he could have just did it in that building through virtual and have everyone. He don't have to go and check out schools in every state to get a donation. I'm coming to your state. No, if you got a school, set it up and go virtual. But that's his business. I mean, I don't think I would send anybody I know to his school, unfortunately, because even though he speaks good on the black stuff, I'm not down with the voodoo. I'm not down with the witchcraft. I'm not down with all that other stuff, pouring libations on, desecrating people's graves, speaking down against the Bible. If you're speaking down against the Bible and the majority of us believe in the Bible, who do you think going to support your school? But I digress. But it's time to stop talking about it and do something. So we're not looking for him as an educator to do nothing for our children. We believe in the Bible. It's important that we have those who believe in God with the same morals in charge of teaching our children. 214 area code.
Yes, hi, Elder. How are you?
How are you doing, Grace? Your name, Grace?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Nice to meet
first
you.
Time talking
Pleasure.
With you, and it's great to talk to you. I am a part of the academy, so I've really been enjoying the classes as well.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to the more lessons to come, especially on the Sodom and Gomorrah. In comment to what you just mentioned about God reigning on the West,
yeah.
It's been an interesting week for me. Monday morning, I woke up hearing my people, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I woke up hearing that, and I like, oh, what did you say? And I couldn't remember the scripture. So I finally, of course, I woke up and I started to look for it. And then I've been talking to the Most High since. And this morning I had a dream, and I won't really give the details, but it was interesting because it was about reigning on the West. I mean, everything that the people are trying to do to try to keep what they think is right, this was just in the dream. But I just wanted to, have the opportunity to say hello and also to tell you how much I'm enjoying the class.
Thank you. Thank you. And there's more to come. Thank you for supporting the class. Be there for Sodom and Gomorrah this coming Sunday. And you don't want to miss for the first time modern-day Christianity focusing on the black church. You wouldn't believe how much witchcraft and superstition that was infused in what we call modern-day Christianity. Wait till you see this. All right, but thank you for your support, sister. Thank you, thank you. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, hey. Hey, it's eventual. It will happen. The raining on Babylon, okay? The raining on Babylon. I'm not to say, and you can support the work, brothers and sisters. Go to gatheringofchrist.org, and there's ways you can support if you don't have Cash App. $GOCC144 donate. Okay, there's nothing that we've talked about. Statement, what we will do or what we're going to do that we didn't execute. Okay, so believe it. Your support allow us to bring into existence the ideas the Most High actually bring forth. All right, so make sure you support the work. All right, what's next here? Is this it's Darren? Darren?
How you doing, sir?
I'm sorry, Darren. I already had you there. 910 area code. I'm sorry about that. I already had you there, Darren. All right. Seems like there's not too many calls left, but we'll take one or two. And then we wish you all Godspeed and stay prayed up, brothers and sisters, and understand that the reality of the matter is that we can't hold our breath until the community come together for the sake of self-preservation. It's not going to happen. What we can do as individuals, do as much as we can to protect what's entrusted in us to protect within our household. And we can also make sure we set a foundation where the indoctrination that they're doing on our children don't come into our home to destroy us from the inside out, which means train up a child the way they should go. And when they are of age, they should not depart from it. Make sure you have a hard stance when it comes to the law, statutes, and commandments of God within your house, period. And you have to take a hard stance like our parents once did and let the children know, listen, you're not going to be liberal here. I don't care that the schools are trying to teach you that you're smarter than parents. I don't care about that. Okay? Wisdom comes through time. I don't care how much education you have. So what they're doing is they're trying to make the children believe they're smarter than their parents. No, the only thing you learn how to do in school is pass tests. The real test is out here. So parents got to stop what? Parents have to stop acquiescing to their children. It's not good. You have to set a standard and say, when you come in here, you're going to follow God. And the moment you turn your back on God, you get hit the door. Hit the door. I'm not going to enable your satanic behavior. So it's time that parents, and I know this is a tough deal, especially for women. That's my baby. I got to always be there for my baby. Yeah, no. Your baby ain't a baby no more. Your baby done turned to Satan. So you have to give it a chance to be out there and deal with the heat of the world to come back under the spirit of repentance. So establish it in your home and take a hard stance. You got to start taking hard stances. They listen. If you deal with any of this crap out there, you got to hit the door. And as long as I'm paying for something, these are my rules. Okay? God reigns in my home, and if you don't want to follow the God I serve, hit the door. Parents, you're going to have to take hard stances, okay? Don't be like, well, Jesus wants grace and all that. and they're bringing demons from the west hell into your home, causing all types of chaos and destruction in your homes. No. You have to watch these children that go to college and come back different too. You have to watch it. That's where they cultivate their demons at. That's why even my son, I made sure I was up on him the whole time over in college. No, no. No. You're not going to be indoctrinated against the Bible. I don't go for that. 469 area code. Stand up, folks. Stand up. Alfonso.
Shalom, Elder. How are you?
Antonio? Antonio,
yes, sir.
I'm blessed Shalom. By the best. Shalom, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. So I have two questions, if that's okay. So my first one.
I have
two questions, if that's okay. Can you hear me?
Come on. I'm listening.
All right, so my first question, I'm a truck driver, so I train occasionally. And the last guy that I trained, he was Jamaican. But he didn't know about the truth, and I wanted to tell him. But I really didn't know what was the best way to introduce him. So and the first thing I did was I just played some truth music. And he had asked a question about one of the lyrics. But that's how I was able to get into the whole conversation. So now, you know, we talked about it, and he's actually ready to come to one of the Sabbath services. But for future references, what's the best way to introduce someone into the truth? Because I just want to see everybody that I see, I just want to tell them, but I don't know if they would, you know, take it the same way.
Okay. The first, there's two videos that I believe have a serious impact on everyone who viewed these two videos. The 12 Lost Tribes Found and the True Name of the Most High. Let them see those two videos.
Okay, yes, sir. I showed them the video of the one you was talking about, Benjamin, you know, since he's Jamaican. And that one, you know, it blew his mind.
Yeah, but not only Benjamin, let them see the whole 12 Lost Tribes Found. Let them see the whole thing.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Because, you know, you have to be able to relate to what would have happened to all of us.
Right, right, you're right.
Because what it does, it gives you an overall understanding of what happened to God's people scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, not just the African dynamic. And after you see that video, everything begins to make sense, how Rome gained power to come through the earth to enslave all of us.
Yes, sir.
Right? It draws a clear line on who we are and who they are. Okay? And in hopes of winning, let me tell you, in hopes of not attacking or going against any other race of people, all right, to actually bring them into the knowledge of the truth. Okay? Because just because Rome is ruling right now doesn't mean they'll be ruling forever. So you let these other nations know, don't you? Become proud, but the Babylonian Assyrian Empire once were at the height of their existence, and their empire fell. They're still here, but they're not as powerful as the Roman Empire. You have the Persian and Mede Empire, which is Iran. They was once great and ruled the world, and our God prophesied their fall. They fell. Then the Greeks and now the Romans. And America is an extension out of that. So just because you have power right now doesn't mean you can escape the judgment of our God. So it gives all people everywhere an opportunity to repent, even those who've enslaved us. Right? So make sure, don't just show them Benjamin. Give them an opportunity to read, to go through the whole video, to consume it all, to understand it from a world perspective, okay? 12 Lost Tribes Found, the whole video, and the True Name of the Most High. Very impactful understandings there. And that usually lay the groundwork, the foundation for everything else. All right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. I have one more quick question, if you don't mind.
Yes.
And so I have a 2-year-old son, so supposedly he has asthma. I just wanted to know if you knew of any home remedies that we could help him out with. instead of
I can't do that on this particular platform right now.
Yes, sir.
But if you call in during Patreon, I can give you some.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that Friday?
This coming Friday, yeah.
Yes, sir. I'll do that. Thank you. The water.
All right. You're welcome. Bless you.
Shalom.
Shalom. But I'll tell you, when it comes to natural things, one thing I like for sure is a spoon of bee pollen. I have to get some more regularly. Bee pollen is real good. I like bee pollen. 862.
Yes, hello?
How are you?
Hello. Doing fine. Elder, I'm calling you, Shalom. I'm calling because I listened to your broadcast.
What's your name?
Sure, Jermaine Johnson.
Okay. How are you doing, Jermaine?
Doing fine, Elder. Doing fine. I just wanted to give you a call because I listened to your broadcast, and everything that you say, it could be put to the test. You know, you could listen to what you're saying and just step outside your door and see exactly what's going on. It's just hard to deny what you speak of. So, I just thought I'd give you a call, you know, just to give thanks to everything that you're doing. And
thank you. That's all praise be to the Most High. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. You know, I just wanted to confirm, you know, just for the listeners that when you say it, if anybody in denial, you know, all they got to do is just, we got this technology. You can pull it up on your phone. You ain't even got to sit in your house. Just pull it up on your phone, listen to it, and then just view the world. It's just so on point. So it's very on point, you know, even with the analysis, you know, the people that's running around, this is not what it used to be. You know, if you grew up, let's say like late 80s, early 90s, you can see a drastic change where now these people are in power. You know, at one time you couldn't even get a job with tattoos all over your face and looking a certain way. But now these people is in high places. You know, some of them is managers and supervisors. And it's like, whoa. There's straight movement. There's a movement, and it's almost like that's okay to be promoted, but you don't hear nothing concerning our people. So, of course, this is not our world, you know, and us coming into the reality that who we are, that's our world, and that's where we need to be, and that's where our understanding need to be to rise as a people, because they're not going to promote anything that we do unless it's death and destruction. Unless it's death and destruction. So if you got eyes to see that, you know, why would you want to partake in this type of world? This world don't belong to us, you know. Our people need to realize who we are and stick to that if you want to live. And you know, you'll find peace within yourself. You find peace within yourself once you come into that understanding and that knowledge. And why wouldn't you? You know, that's your history. You know, so unless you like being lied to. But that's all I have to say for the broadcast. I just love what you do, you know. And eventually I would like to link up, you know, or talk to you offline. I haven't supported. Yes, definitely. Definitely I would love to do that. I haven't shown no support because of what I got going on, you know, privately. I'm trying to resolve my issue.
Brother, listen. Yes. You don't have to explain what you're going through, brother. It's fine. Right now you're supporting us. When the Most High bless you to do something, you can do that, and that's in private too. You never have to let us know why you can't do something. You're doing enough in your prayer with what you have outside of physical substance. That's fine. All right.
Appreciate
don't worry about that. Right.
Appreciate that. Is it possible that I could that we could talk offline? Is that possible?
Absolutely. I got your number here. I'll give you a call. Just take to keep on keep it here so I can make sure I write down your number. All right. Don't hang up.
Yes. Thank you, Elder Shalom.
Don't worry about it. I heard it that assalamu alaikum, but we're gonna get that out of you. Don't worry about it. We're gonna get that out of you. Don't worry about it. You gotta speak that Hebrew, not Arabic. All right. Have your number here. I'll make sure I give you a call, Jermaine. And I want to say this also. He said that the fakeness are ruling everything. He's absolutely correct. There was a time in which when these people would come in our communities like this, that we knew we were dealing with some satanic, unrepentant witches. Okay? Usually they would have these people come from the colleges in our neighborhoods right before regentrifying the neighborhood. These weirdos running around smoking marijuana on a stoop. The only really Caucasians in the neighborhood that they would use as test dummies before they come regentrify. And this used to be a certain segment of our society in whom we can recognize as witches and warlocks. Now, it's our people running around looking like this is foolishness. With bull rings and witch eyes and witch eyebrows. And there's nothing cute about witches, okay? You know what I mean? Dog collars around their neck. Now they got our young girls looking like, and don't let me start on the guys. But let me start on the guys. This weird fashion. They would put two or three of them in a newly renovated place that's halfway finished. And put them on a block. And we were looking at these weird people. Next thing you know, 2 years later, the whole area had been regentrified. They said these Satanists in our neighborhood first. And our people, we don't pay attention to anything. And now the real replacements are here. 862 area code Jermaine, I got your number. I'll call you soon. Erica has a comment.
Yeah.
So my sister Todd, might well. I have 5 kids. I wish one of my sons would come up there looking like that. You imagine your daughter running around with a bull ring on her nose? Listen, you got to get it together. Okay? As soon as you start looking like this, what you have to do? You have to go look under their bed and make sure there ain't no Ouija board around there. This girl done opened up a portal. That's right. She done opened up a dark portal. Your baby girl don't live there no more. She like she come from off an episode of Vikings. This is what happens. These little Satanists running around. It's my position to give you all some insight to when the devil is cutting loose in your neighborhood and have taken your daughter hostage. Okay? Next call. 713 area code.
Hello, Elder.
There they go right there. Watch out. They're coming to take your children. Yes, sir. Talk to me.
Hey, how you doing, Elder? My name is Devon.
How you doing yourself?
I'm doing good. So, by the way, I also understand this truth, by the way. The question, so when you're trying to spread the truth, like it goes for me or anybody who knows it, how do you handle it if a person, like let's just say they don't understand or they don't agree? Is it a bad thing? Because I have a person who I talk, it's about grace. And the way she interprets it and the way I know of it are two different things, you know, because I keep God's precepts. as commanded. Does grace mean you sin intentionally and not get penalized, or you have time to correct yourself? Is what I want.
Okay. Okay. Here's how you handle that in a nutshell. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you the problem. The problem that comes with dealing with Christians in general.
Right.
And they do this subconsciously. They begin to babble and talk to justify their ways.
Right.
And the mistake we make is entertaining it.
I don't know why.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, if I'm talking grace with a Christian, this is what I do. I go directly to Romans, the sixth chapter.
Romans, the sixth chapter?
Right. I go straight to Romans, the sixth chapter. Because they love running to Paul to justify sinning on purpose. So we use Paul to correct them.
Romans 6:1.
No, you don't have to get it. Just read it. You can view this later. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So Paul knew that Christians would be using him to justify sin under grace. So he corrected them. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Shall we do against the Bible so that and claim that grace covered us? And then Paul answers, God forbid, which means no. You can't sin purposely and claim grace covers you. How shall we that are dead to sin, because when you went to be baptized, the agreement was you were putting down sin, not seeking to cover it through grace.
Right.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So if you ask Christ to cover your past sin, how can you sin after that and claim grace is covering you?
Right.
Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Don't you know that when you went to get baptized, it was to have God excuse or take away the sin that he would have normally judged you for?
Right. That's what, okay. So that's
exactly
what I was trying to explain.
Exactly. So the Bible explains it excellently. That's how you go straight to the Bible and say, because now, let me get this woman off here. Now, they cannot use Paul to obfuscate or to try to get around it.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, listen, grace doesn't cover intentional sin.
Well, got it. Grace doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah. Grace doesn't cover that. Okay? You can't say that I'm celebrating Christmas and I'm using Christ's grace to do that. Now.
Yes, exactly.
Now, when you didn't know any better, you didn't know Christmas wasn't Christ's birthday. It was Christ's grace that covered you, because you ain't know any better.
Yes, that's exactly what I told her. Like, basically, so grace meaning, okay, you didn't know right from wrong, so you're not getting penalized because you didn't know it was wrong at the time. But once you know right from wrong, it's the same way our parents did. You know, they didn't whoop us off of the very first bad thing we did because we didn't know. But if we kept doing something bad, especially the same thing, we will get punished.
Exactly. So if I'm going to use a modern day example after the scripture, I like to use examples of, young ladies, you have a cell phone? Yeah. Do you pay the bill on your telephone? Your cell phone? Yeah. I got to keep my phone on. Well, if you're late, isn't there a grace period that they give you to pay the bill? Well, yes. Doesn't the bill still exist? Even under grace?
Yes.
And
yes,
what happens if you don't pay the bill? Grace runs out and they cut off your phone. So it's the same way. if you continue to sin on purpose, that grace will run out and you'll be looking before the judge. And now he's saying, you know what? Your debt is due. So these are the examples you give under grace. Grace is not an grace doesn't cover you fully. It gives you an opportunity to repent before
right, to correct
you
yourself.
Have to pay the bill. Thank you. That's
right.
It. All right?
Right. Yes, sir. I just
thank
wanted
you.
To, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Romans 10. Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you, Elder. I watch your videos, too. Every Sabbath day you'll have lessons. I watch you, man. I've been knowing about
you
since I was 25, so since Miami.
Look at that.
I'm from New York.
How old are you now?
I'm 30 years old now. I heard about you when
look
I was 25.
Look at that. All praises. Praise the Most High.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
Yep.
It's time to get into this war. It's a spiritual one.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank
bless
you, brother. I just wanted to hear that, Elder. Thank you.
You're welcome, my brother. Welcome to the real battle. Blessings. All right.
Blessings.
All right, I'm only going to take a few more and go down the line. 404 area code.
Hello?
Shalom, how are you?
Shalom.
You're live? Question or comment?
Oh, Elder.
Yes.
Shalom. My name is Jeff
Shalom.
Coleman. I have been following the church now 9 to 10 years. Listen, I had the opportunity to meet you, Elder Lawyer, Elder DeBar, when you all first came back to the States here in Atlanta. So,
okay.
I mean, I just want to say, I love you, brothers. Now, I'm not going to hold this up, but I've been in and out of academies forever. Real quick, I'm excited, sorry. But listen, I had the opportunity, I mailed my book. I wrote, my mother made a transition, and it inspired me. I said, what can I do for the children instead of just leaving material things? So I wrote two books. The first book is called Spiritually Me. A brief introduction.
Hey, brother, brother, all due respect, there's cordial ways of doing things, right? And I want to support what you have, but I would rather you sin and ask for an endorsement before doing it on the broadcast. Listen, and I say that in respect for everyone who come on and have something. And it's just that that's the proper way to deal with it because – suppose I allow you to do that and there's something in there that is against the doctrine. Not to say it is, but now I've allowed what? I've allowed something to come in that will undo what we have been tasked to do here. So when it comes to endorsement, you have to send it to me. You have to vet it to make sure, and then I'll allow you to go forward with that. But I can't allow that.
So I apologize, but my question was, I mailed the books to the post office box, and I was just seeing if you guys received the book.
What's the name of it again? Matter of fact, you don't have to. No, I'm undoing what I just said. I'm gonna take down your phone. I'm gonna give you a call.
Okay.
Hold on.
Sounds good.
Let's see here.
So I was trying to.
Let me get your name. Let me get your name again. Your name.
Jeff.
Jeff. I have a book. Because I get a lot of stuff sent. Thank you for sending me a copy. So I'm going to call you, Jeff, and I'm going to see if I'm going to go through my mail and see if I have it. How long ago did you send it?
3 weeks.
3 weeks ago. Okay. I'm sure I have it. So I'm going to look at it, and I'll give you a call.
All right. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. All right. All right. All right. We come in on the end of this. I see you, Sunshine. Give me one moment. I know you have your copious notes. 470 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Okay, your name is Chris. Shalom, Chris. How are you?
All right, pretty good. Elder, I wanted to speak on, it was, I think it was a brother early. He was asking how should he go about, you know, trying to show somebody who they are.
Yeah.
I remember one time I went to the Rite Aid, and I was just playing alive. Like today, I was when they're playing alive, and it was a brother in the line. He said, and he heard the scriptures, and he heard you talking. He said, brother, what church is that? And I gave him the information right then and there, and he was like, thank you. I said, no, brother, thank you. And that's when I was in Georgia. Now, I moved to North Carolina, Elder. I took my car to get fixed. So I left my keys, Uber home. I left my keys, or my house keys on the car keys. So I get all the way home, and I'm like, man. So I get, I called another Uber, and I was like, man, I got to pay this money. To go back there, and it's like $8, you know what I mean? So, and it's going to be 15 back and forth. So I get there, I get into the car. It's a car brother. So, you know, we talking on the way there. So when I went on the way back, I started, you know, I said, you know, let me tell him who you are. So I showed him the 12 tribes chart, got a picture on my phone, and he said, oh man, and we stopped and pulled over, and I gave him the video that Elder Lawyer did with the Issachar. And he's like, oh man, and he seemed happy. So it's like, you know, when Yeshua said he's gonna make us fishes, you know, we never know the opportunity. But things like that, like playing alive or having a 12 child chart in your phone, that could be like, you know, a good fishing tool to grab a you know what I mean, a tribal brother or even talk to a Gentile. So I just wanted to share that, Elder and Dawada and all praises and thank you for your work.
Well, thank you, brother. Hey, that's some good stuff. That's some good advice. Sometimes just play it and let the spirit take it. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you for your works. My pleasure.
Bless you.
All right, coming down on the end of this, I only have a few more. We have Darren. Are they at Darren? This is D'Artagnan.
You want to just give it? Hello,
D'Artagnan.
How are you today?
It sounds like a name from one of the three musketeers, Dan, D'Artagnan. How are you?
Yeah, D'Artagnan was the fourth musketeer. I'm doing well.
Yeah. Talk to me.
I come across this painting called The Oath of Horati, spelled H-O-R-A-T-I-I.
Okay.
And I'm sure we're all familiar with, you know, Bible prophecy of Babylon falling to Persia, Persia falling to the Grecians falling to the Romans. Well, the Oath of Horati is where the Nazi salute originated, and it means that you need to put the needs of your country above your own personal needs. And I know I've heard that somewhere before, and I'm pretty sure JFK said that.
Yeah.
That's not what you can do for your country. So,
true.
Right. So I had looked this information up because I was watching the I Have a Dream speech. And if you look very carefully where he's saying, I have a dream, at the very end, he throws up that salute. And there's a Caucasian officer standing next to him who throws up the same salute. I'm like, what does that mean? So I'm researching Nazism, researching. Okay, this goes way back to where Greece and Rome got into it. And they're still spilling that over onto us today.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if anyone else has ever heard of that, but yeah, if you haven't, I would definitely encourage you to look that up because that's something.
But what does that take? What do you take from it as far as what can you utilize from those particular scenarios you've been looking into? How is that useful for you is what I'm asking.
How that's useful for me is you've told us that the civil rights was a backdoor for the LGBTQ. And with that, it's just plain. If you see this, and you can't add 2 + 2 together, then you probably need to go and do some more math classes.
Okay.
It's like I have my own personal belief in scripture. I stand on it. But when, you know, secular history starts pointing itself out, then it's like, okay, well, you know, I mean, who can really deny any of this? If I can pull up in the Bible and then I can pull it up on your secular history, what are we really denying here? Like, what's really going on? Right.
Okay. I see where you're going at with that. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been following the church?
In 2014.
Mm. Okay. City and state again?
I'm in Kindred, North Dakota.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure you're not experiencing what we see going on in the inner cities, right? But
oh no, I'm far away from the inner city. Far away. I'm the only black person in this town.
Say that again.
I said I'm far away from the inner city. And I'm one of the only two black people in this town. I just moved here recently.
So. Yeah, and I'm sure where you are in the rural areas, you can see the preparation for the some of these red states are preparing for the internal war to come. And that's if you're
hey, Doug Burgum,
if your eyes are wide open. Can you see it?
Oh, hey, Doug Burgum, who's the governor of the state, he just passed some laws stating that, you know, the certain communities, you're not going to be able to come around the children and do that. You know, y'all can take that elsewhere. So, they don't really play around with that stuff around here.
Hey, well, just hold tight because we're going to be having some of those discussions as we come closer to the total flat line of Babylon. We have a few years, but it's coming. But
yes, sir, it is.
Stay tuned. All right, my brother.
And thank you for opening my eyes to this all.
Well, you what?
Said Swada for opening my eyes to all of this.
Hey, all praise be to the Most High. Thank the Most High. It was meant for all of us to see. It's what you do with it, right? So, hey.
Be that washer in the
wall. All praise be to the Most High. Okay. All praise be to the Most High. I'm going to place you on hold. So, Brother Shamar sent me this, and I thought that it was so interesting that I would show it, actually. As you can see here, they're finally putting out some truth with lies. Netflix has a new series, Queen Charlotte. Well, that was showing black nobility in Europe like we've been saying for years. That isn't a conspiracy theory. See? Because when you look at this book, Nature Knows No Color Line, there she is, Queen Charlotte, black nobility over Europe. They had us believe that Europe was strictly white people in America, which is ignorant at best, and it's a straight lie. We rule Europe. Now, the only thing now they're going to try to spin it into some black empowerment by showing a black woman married to a white king. No, that's a lie. These were black kings ruling in England, Ireland, France, okay? There it is, folks. They're finally trying to tell some truth, but going to spin it by doing what they always do, erasing the black king. But I digress. More on that down the line. Last call for today. Sunshine.
Shalom, hi.
Shalom, how are you doing?
Shalom, hi, how are you, Elder?
Shalom, Sunshine, talk to me.
Okay, Elder. Oh, wow. Oh, bamboozled choice. I mean, every which way we have been bamboozled and swindled throughout our communities in a quiet, unassuming way, being infiltrated by other nations, incentivized to carry their own religious waters from wherever they came from into our neck of the woods. And then also from the alphabet people who have brought the worships and mindset of Sodom and Gomorrah to our neighborhoods under the cover of equality and linking to our civil rights president, and all nations who have drunken of the wine and swimming in the richness of our pools, and even we being infiltrated or allowed to be taken by our own people. And they would roll over and let us be used and abused by others in any way the nations choose to do so, and then become blamed or scapegoated for all the degradation and the oppression that we're under right now, while everyone else claims license and absolution against us. But all that has been hidden in darkness or against the saints of the Most High is now busting at the seams wide open, and all those who have used the children of Israel will no more be able to do so, not for very much longer, and all those of our own people who have taken the 30 pieces at the cost of our degradation, they who cannot hide either, so we can see the gray areas that the inhabitants of the world, especially in Babylon, have resided in now fizzling away, and that line in the sand is clearly drawn in the sand, and there is no room for, there is room for repentance, like you were saying, Elder, from all. Either the thief would, you know, look at the writing on the wall and restore all that has been stolen and repent the acts against the children of Israel and bless us instead, or he'll just, you know, double down, like you said, in pride before a fall and to the destruction of his own soul. And either the children of Israel will accept who we are, love the truth of the Most High in Christ, and hate the delusions of lying American dreams, and take hold of our purpose to be a light unto the world, or choose the road of the simple and the carnal. And we all have that choice and the power in our hands right now before the judgment. But whatever is chosen by Jew or Greek, bond or free, those who remain after all these idols and their millions of idolatries are hewn down in the visitation, we in Christ will win. And despite the satanic attempts against our righteousness in this upside-down foolishness, I'm so excited to see the prophecies that reassure us that with each revelation of our promise that the Most High is for our turn, and our portion is his because he loved our father so, and also because of his mercy upon us who choose him and his son. And that's all I wanted to say, Elder. Oh, praise the Most High. Oh, praise the Most High. Bless you, Elder. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, bless you. Have a good night.
Praise the Most
Brothers
High.
Brothers and sisters, stay strong. Stay strong, stay prayed up, sin not,
oh, yes.
We will soon see Zion. Elder Lawyer, I'll talk with you soon, I'll call tomorrow. Elder Lawyer, there goes Sunshine. And make sure, brothers and sisters, we stand as a people in Christ and keep brotherly love. Shalom. Thank you, Elder Lawyer.
Sure.